The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Algo Tullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970.
Hey, Joe on the radio, rolling into Memorial Day on Monday, 9:05 on AM 970, The Answer. It's Friday, May 26th. Mike Davis is founder of the Article 3 Project, former law clerk for Justice Neil Gorsuch, and a former chief counsel for nominations for the United States Senate Committee on the Judiciary. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us, always.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about the Supreme Court decision here. I'm trying to figure out, and we appreciate you talking in plain speak, you know, Mike Davis, to those of us that may not understand this. What happened with this Supreme Court ruling on the EPA water rule?
Yeah, so what happened here is for a decade, unelected EPA bureaucrats legally terrorized this couple up in Idaho, Michael and Chantel Sackett. They were trying to build a home on their land near a lake, near Priest Lake up in Idaho, and the EPA made their lives living hell. The EPA tried to say that this lake up in Idaho was navigable water, interstate commerce, subject to EPA regulation, because apparently the Sacketts moved some dirt when they were building their home. And so it went through a decade of legal terrorism. And finally, the Supreme Court, 9-0, ended this and said that the EPA did not have the statutory power to try to regulate what the Sacketts were doing up in Idaho. So it was a huge win for all Americans. It was a huge win against the overreach of the federal government, particularly the Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah, it's a huge blow to the EPA going in with such power. I wonder if this will have a lasting effect in other decisions along this regard, Mike.
Well, yeah, of course it does, because what the Supreme Court said the EPA is that you do not have the power to regulate every pond across this country. You have to essentially, what the Supreme Court is holding is, and this is what Congress intended when they passed this law, is the EPA said the EPA has the power to regulate navigable waters, interstate navigable waters across the country, and including waters that touch those waters. So if there is a lake that connects to a waterway that connects to an interstate navigable water, then the EPA can regulate this. But they don't get to regulate every farm pond across the United States of America.
Yeah, it's amazing, though, the power of the government. How will the EPA circumvent this? They'll go back to court, I guess. I mean, or is this a final decision with SCOTUS?
Well, this is a final decision on the interpretation of their power to regulate water. What they could try to do is go back to Congress and have Congress change the law to give the EPA more power. That's why it's so important. This is why elections matter. As long as you have people in Congress and people in the White House who want to protect farmers and ranchers and everyday Americans, this won't happen anymore. Here's the problem is that these administrative agencies for too long have looked at their power and say, you know what, we think we have more power than Congress actually gave us, that the American people actually gave us. And here's the bigger problem is the courts, through what's called Chevron deference, have said, sure, administrative agency, we're just going to have our federal courts defer to the administrative agencies on their own interpretation of their own powers. And so, of course, these administrative agencies say, okay, well, we're just going to keep taking more power and more power and more power. Next term of the court, starting next September, next October, I think what you're going to start seeing is this new constitutionalist majority on the Supreme Court, the first constitutionalist majority on the Supreme Court in 90 years, is really going to start rolling back the federal government's power.
Wow. Walk us through this, Mike Davis, because you know this. So we're going to talk to a local mayor, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We're getting slammed in Jersey. They're putting these windmills, these ridiculous windmills, three times the size of the Statue of Liberty, brother. You know what I'm saying? And they're right off the Jersey coast, happening in Long Island as well. Whales are washing up on the beach. Dolphins are washing up on the beach. And this, and in New Jersey, we are so puzzled on why this is happening, because not one person had a vote on it. Where's the assembly? We don't know. Where's the Senate? We don't know. And mostly Democratic run. We just don't hear about it. And now we're frustrated. We love the shore, and we love the whales, man. And we're not the hippies of the 1970s. Save the whales. Remember that movement? I'm wondering. It looks like, and then we're going to talk to Mayor Paul Kenitra about that. Maybe a move to the Supreme Court in this regard, because we're being overrun. We don't know that it's the government. We know Governor Murphy's going along with it. We don't know what to do as people. So I guess we could start a lawsuit as well, something to bring to the Supreme Court. You think, Mike?
Yeah, maybe you should try it. And you should probably look at who in the world likes batteries and windmills. And I would say that you should probably start to figure out if China is funding this, because it is almost certainly guaranteed that China is pushing this.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great observation. I think that the folks that are doing this are paying off all those environmentalists. You know, this is all bogus, Mike Davis. You know it better than anybody else. And we're tired of it as a people. And we got to go to the court that poor couple that you're talking about in Idaho, this is a big win. And hopefully this will change the tenor of the times. It's an impossible situation that we find ourselves in these days. Hey, so does the fact there are more Trump appointees on the bench? I know we have in districts all around the country a lot of Trump appointees. What happened with the Biden? If you could walk me through this, Mike Davis, if you'd be so kind to do that, sir. The Biden appointees, are they okay? Have they been okayed? Because that to me is a real danger as far as law and order of the people that Biden is appointing. I'm talking about judges all around the districts in the country, Mike.
Yeah, so President Trump transformed the federal judiciary. He transformed the 5-4 left of center Supreme Court to the 5-4 Clarence Thomas Supreme Court. President Trump also transformed the critically important federal courts of appeals around the country. There are 13 courts of appeals, which are the last stop for more than 99% of the federal appeals, because the Supreme Court only takes less than 100 cases a year for oral argument. Trump transformed a majority of these critically important federal courts of appeals to constitutionalist judges. President Biden is quickly undoing this because he is very, very rapidly appointing judges, and President Biden is appointing left-wing radicals to the federal courts of appeals. And if President Biden wins a second term, if Republicans do not win the White House in November of 2024, President Biden will transform the Supreme Court and the lower federal court, and we are going to be done as a country. There goes our God-given rights to speak, to associate, to worship, to protect ourselves. Our rights will be out the door. And I'm not being hyperbolic. This will absolutely happen if President Biden transforms the Supreme Court back to a liberal Supreme Court. The liberals do not care about our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights, and they've made that very clear.
You know, Mike, that just what you said is the most vital thing you and I have talked about. That's why I say this 2024 presidential election is so vital. And people said, "Nah, Joe, it'll be okay." No, this is it, because once this happens, you're going to see all of, and again, not to be dramatic about it, but when you think about all the things that they're trying to do with the, with this changing kids' sexes and not allowing us to say one thing, and you can't say, and we're all racist, all this hate as we go into Memorial Day weekend, and it senses me as an American who had a father who fought in the Second World War, for crying out loud, how they tell us how bad we are as a country, it's going to permeate. But the, just to be clear, Mike Davis, and thank you so much for being on top of this, because you are doing stuff that we just plain don't understand. All those judges, are they going to be confirmed? Or if Biden is not elected, let me put it that way, will those judges then be thrown out?
The pending nominees will not get through. This is why it is so critically important that conservatives, that constitutionalists, that right-thinking Democrats and independents wake up for 2024. Because as you said, Joe, our country is literally on the line. If Biden wins re-election, it's game over America. This is not our parents or grandparents' Democrat Party. These are not liberals who love America and just disagree with conservatives on the best way to get there. These are leftists. These are Marxists. These are people who believe in equity, not equality. These are people who believe in censorship, not free speech. These are people who believe in politicized and weaponized justice system, not due process and equal protection. There is everything on the line in November of 2024.
It's so true, Mike. And forgive me for not, I'm the son of a lawyer, but I don't have the vernacular or the acumen that you have in legal speak. So we appreciate you breaking that down, and that really resonates with us. And we appreciate you always bringing that forth, Mike. You do a great job in that regard. Please come back soon, Mike. Keep us posted, because the fight is on, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Mike Davis, founder of Article 3 Project. I'm telling you something. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm so glad we touched on that. The judges around the country, I'm telling you, once Biden, and you know what, too, it's useful idiots, and forgive me, this is not a bad term, that's a political term. If they think they're doing the right thing, they're going to change the country. Before you know it, the country's gone. You know who's going to be first in jail? All those people that are now pushing for these judges, all these people that hate the country, they're going to be the first in jail. Why? Because they're the media. They're the media, and all these folks that are now going on a rant about how bad we are. You think they're going to be able to voice their opinion at all once we lose the country like this? The fight is just, the fight is on. And I would suggest to my friends who just hate one candidate, hate the other, you got to join together. Also, how do you win the vote? How do you win the vote? People are forgetting about that. Please don't forget about, when I say election transparency, it's beyond that. It's what do we have to do? And you know what? I like when it's election day. You know, call me nuts. Call me old school. When it's election day, you show up, you vote, for crying out loud. What is that? You just want to, but no, it's not that. You got to, if I have to vote early, I mean, and often, I mean, no, but if I have to vote early, I'll vote early. But walk us through this. I've not seen one political candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy probably has an answer to this, is how do we vote so we win? Because you have to play their game to win. And is it, and it, they're ballot harvesting. What's legal? What can you do? Because they know how to win. And once they win, boy, for some reason, it just gets worse and worse. Look at where we are in America now. Oh, don't get me started. Hey, General Keith Kellogg's going to join us. We're going to commemorate. We're going to be proud to be American. We're going to commemorate Memorial Day with the good general. And yes, we're going to Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey with Mayor Kenitra. And we're going to find out about a moratorium on the offshore wind, these big monstrosities that are supposed to give us a clean energy, which is a big ruse and a big fake. So we'll get into that as well. We're just speaking the truth this morning. It's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock, and Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads looking out for us all morning long on AM 970. Mm-hmm. The Answer. Hi, Deb. How you doing?
Hi.
How are you, darling?
Good. We took Mom out to dinner last night. It was really nice.
That's
great. It was fun. Family, you know.
Did the whole thing. Happy birthday to Mom. So many birthdays. Now, Padre Pio. Padre
yes.
Pio's birthday yesterday. You know, so
yes.
It's Stacy's birthday.
Yes.
You know, and it was her birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
So now she told me, and I should know this, Padre Pio's day was yesterday.
Can you vote? May 25th. His birthday, yeah.
That's it.
Isn't that
That's
great?
It. Yeah,
I love
so.
It.
So I went and I got home after we did a whole bunch of stuff, and Olivia had her prom, by the way. It was so cute. Oh yeah.
She looked good. Great.
Then I ran to the Blessed Mary Blue Army Shrine, where there's a statue of Padre Pio, and I said happy birthday.
Yes, I saw that online. I love that. That was so nice.
Had to do it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
9:19, Deb's out there. How are we doing this morning, Deb? Dare I ask?
Don't you dare, but I'll tell you what's happening. Of course, it's the big getaway weekend. I wish I was in Point Pleasant right now, as a matter of fact. Let's see what's happening. If you are heading to the Garden State Parkway southbound for the getaway weekend, right now is a great time to do it. Early, later on, it'll be a different story. The Turnpike is also moving along okay. No major problems here on the LIE as you head out toward the Hamptons. We do see some volume, though, as you head out to Sunrise Highway getting out through the Hamptons because of volume. Let's see what's happening on that eastbound Gowanus. Still a very tough ride on the eastbound Gowanus heading up and out toward the Prospect. The outbound Gowanus at the Prospect, it's a disabled vehicle. Now, the LIE in Queens, a little bit busy. LIE eastbound at the Clearview, it's an accident with a couple of lanes blocked over there. And for the getaway weekend, extra service, New Jersey Transit, Metro North, and LIRR this afternoon. This Total Traffic and Weather Report, sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, thanks, Deb. Tell you about Relief Factor right now, if I may. I'm going to give you the number right off the bat, 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number for the word relief. And you could call. Such nice folks over there. I just went back and forth with the Relief Factor with my friends at Relief Factor yesterday. They're so great. They're so concerned with, you know, getting you out of pain. They have some other great products I think they're going to put out, you know, from what I hear. But on Relief Factor, if you just call 800-4-RELIEF, you'll talk to one of these great folks, and you'll ask them about the 3-week Quick Start. How long will it take? What ingredients are in there? How much is it? $19.95. Does it work? If it works for you, great. If it doesn't work for you, fair enough. That's what I always say. But you owe it to yourself, like I tell you, every single morning. We broadcast in New York out of the Relief Factor studios. I tell you, you see the commercials, you know, with myself telling you about Relief Factor. I talk to you in person about Relief Factor. I tell you what, it's something that I think can get you out of pain. How do you find out? You get the 3-week Quick Start. It's only $19.95. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Now, if you get a chance today, you go to relieffactor.com. You're going to love the website. It will tell you all about this 100% drug-free product. I'll tell you all the ingredients, everything that's in it, and how I think it will get you out of pain. All right? 800-4-RELIEF, or again, relieffactor.com.
Hugh Hewitt sees the Democrats using the government again.
We respect their service, but if they break the law, then that means that they have to face the consequences.
They're attacking the FBI people who are blowing the whistles on corruption inside of the Bureau and on political chicanery inside of the Bureau. And so the Democrats rally around the government and attack the whistleblowers. It's just perfect.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Calandra's. Love telling you about Calandra's Bakery. Going strong for over 60 years. Born right in Newark, New Jersey since 1962 with the third generation. Kristen is there at the helm. And you know what's great? I had the honor of being with Mr. Calandra who started this whole beautiful enterprise, Calandra's Bakery, you know, doing it the old-fashioned way, 100% natural. He stayed, watched the whole show on Saturday when we were there with Mikey and Olivia, and you kind enough to be there with Debbie. We just had the best time, and we appreciate it. This is, that's, and it was, it's about family. That's what Calandra's is about. And then I grabbed some bread for my mom. I grabbed some cannoli, and I grabbed some sfidiadale, took them to mom, and then I took some of the bread home from Calandra's. Ah, and you know what I have it for breakfast. I'll toast it, and then you know what else I make? How about some of that Italian bread from Calandra? You make French toast with that bread. Forget about it. Forget about it. All right? They are also delivering to local supermarkets like ShopRite, Acme, King's, D'Agostino, Gristiti's. And besides that wonderful daily fresh baked breads, they also have that full line of pastries, pies, cookies, and much more. Pignoli cookies, anybody? I'm getting hungry. Thank you, lady. Three New Jersey locations in Newark, Fairfield, and Caldwell. Or visit, please, CalandrasBakery.com. All breads contain only 4 ingredients, no preservatives. It's Calandra's, 100% natural, handmade the old-fashioned way.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Thanks to Margaret Fonterra. We love Margaret. She's been listening from day one. Thank you. So she's been listening always, and I'm looking here. She got a card that my father, it's my father's law card, because my father evidently represented it like her uncle. When they went through the uncle's estate, you know, they found a card, Joseph P. Piscopo. So Margaret says, today is National Poppy Day. Wear your poppy in memory of those veterans who made the supreme sacrifice. Thank you, Margaret, for reminding us to wear the poppy today. General Keith Kellogg, former National Security Advisor to Vice President Pence, former Executive Secretary, Chief of Staff of the United States National Security Council in the Donald J. Trump administration, author of War by Other Means. General, welcome back to the show as we approach Memorial Day, sir.
Hey, Joe, thanks for having me. Good to be with you today.
Well, General, it's great to have you with us. So Memorial Day to you, General, all your stellar experience and service to this great country. I guess you think, if I may, I always appreciate you being on a personal basis. I always like to try to touch that chord, if I may, General Kellogg. So you must remember specific friends in the military that you've seen in battle, that you've lost, that you remember over this time on Memorial Day, sir.
Yeah, you know, Joe, but on Memorial Day, what I do, I get up really early in the morning because it's quiet and solitude. I go down, because I'm here in Washington, D.C., and I go down to the Vietnam War Memorial, and I go down to panel 34E. And on panel 34E are the young men that I lost in the first gunfight I was in Vietnam in 16 January in 1968. You know, what's neat about the wall is it's like that black onyx, and you know, kind of reflects you, and you go back and you talk to them. You kind of say you make sure you held the faith and the truth going forward. And you know, I look at the wall, and that was a day. I was in a big fight. I was a young second lieutenant. It was a massive fight before Tet. And on that wall, I lost one third of my unit that day, and they fell together and on the wall together. And it just reminds me. On this day, you know, what those men sacrificed. And, you know, I remember the first one who fell was a young man named Kevin McGuire, and the next one who fell was a guy named Harold Stanton. And I thought they were old guys. They were, you know, Stanton was 27 years old. You know, McGuire was a year younger than I was. And, you know, you just remember that. And then over the years, you just never forget the sacrifice they made. And then as time went on, you know, I was able to go into the amphitheater at Arlington, and I was always so impressed to go in there and look at the white marble, and you look up there with Lincoln's words from the Gettysburg Address, you know, the men who gave their last full measure of devotion. And that's what Memorial Day is all about. And I remind everybody, Joe, when you hear the national anthem, the last two lines of the first stanza, it's a question. And I said, when they listen to it and think about it, is the question, and it says, "Oh, say, does that Star Spangled Banner yet wait over the land of the free and the home of the brave? That's a question. It's not a statement. And I take, you know, maybe you ought to reflect on that and what these men and women now do and what they have to do in the military. And they stand on the ramparts of freedom and they protect us from the barbarians of the gate. And they're out there. And I think we should just, this is one day we should recognize those who have fallen and what they have meant to this country. That's kind of my takeaway for the Memorial Day.
Yeah. You know what? Thank you for that, General. You know, and too, I mean, when you're in battle and you lose a third of your unit, was that from machine gun fire? And then you're dropped with a helicopter. You're dropped in by a helicopter. And then you're there. And then I can't even imagine. You know, we see the movies, you know. We see Hamburger Hill and we see all the movies. They were soldiers and we were soldiers, that film, that Mel Gibson film. And yet you were right there. And it was it mostly machine gun fire? Was it mortar coming from the other side?
No, you know, in those days in Vietnam, you were basically, I used to call it gun tube to gun tube. It was close in action. They almost from sometimes at pistol range. And it was from rifle fire, machine gun fire, Claymore mines. And, you know, and everybody, both sides knew you had to close with each other because of, you know. And they, the Vietnamese, the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong would close because they knew if they closed with you on a fight, that you couldn't use your artillery effectively because, you know, get you as well as them. And that was, I was a recon platoon leader and a reconnaissance platoon. And for a guy named the great David Grange, who was legendary. And it was the first fight for all of us. And what had happened, it was 2 weeks before Tet. And we ran into a unit that was moving to get in position for the big Tet offensive. And I mean, it was a big unit we ran into. And I was like, geez, what have we got a hold of? And I remember telling, getting on the radio right away to Dave Grange, Colonel Grange, and said, well, I don't know what we got, but it's pretty big. And he reinforced pretty fast. But by that time, we had been really hit hard. And in retrospect, it's funny, Joe, later on, I realized that if that unit had wanted to turn on us, they would have overrun us. But they were trying to avoid contact because 2 weeks later was the massive Tet offensive. And the unit was actually moving into an attack position. We actually ran into it. And so they were trying to break contact and get away from us at the same time they were fighting us. We didn't know that till about 3 months later. In fact, we during the Tet events, we ran into the very same unit. We hit them pretty hard a couple of weeks later. But it was, you know, it just, you know, I was a young lieutenant. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it was pretty sobering. I think that I really got, the thing I always remember is my young platoon sergeant came up to me and it was the greatest compliment I think I've ever been given when I was, since I was in the military. And he looked at me and he said, "You did good, Lieutenant. You did good." And I said, "Boy, coming from him on the second tour." And, you know, you always ask yourself after getting hit so hard, you know, losing so many young men, it was like, boy, was this one right? And he just said, you know, we had this one right. It was just, we ran into a big unit and it was a pretty big fight. But that's the reason why it's such a special day and I'm able to go down and kind of reflect on it.
And it's important to talk about it, General. It's important to talk about it because these days, unfortunately, it's forgotten. From the Civil War to the Revolutionary War to Korea to the Second World War in Afghanistan so recently. I mean, it's so important to talk about it. We appreciate you sharing that with us. Before we let you go, General Kellogg, on this threat that China is imposing upon us with the simulations destroying the USS Gerald R. Ford, what was that all about, sir?
With the Chinese, I think we just have to understand, and I've said this repeatedly, that they are not, you know, a competitor. I keep saying, remember, France is a competitor. They're an adversary.
Yeah.
We have to understand they're an adversary, and we must react accordingly, and we haven't done that. It's almost like, well, you know, they're just kind of, you know, messing around on the edges. No, they're not. I mean, look what they just did with that balloon recently, that spy balloon, which is like a vacuum cleaner. That gives a lot of information. So we just have to react that way, and we haven't done it, and we need to do it. So it's how this nation has to react to threats against us, and the Chinese are right on the top of the list.
It's so true. General Kellogg, thank you for your service. Thank you for sharing your most innermost thoughts and love for the military, because as we do and we have on this program and as most Americans feel, thanks for being there and fighting for us. And Godspeed, General Kellogg, and please come back soon, sir.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All the very best on Memorial Day weekend. General Keith Kellogg, remembering those lost, fighting for our freedoms. 9:33, Joe on the radio. We are going to go down the shore when we come back with Mayor Paul Kenitra. What's going on? Whales, dolphins washing up on the shore. Apparently, there's a call for a moratorium about these offshore wind monstrosities. Mayor Kenitra will enlighten us in that regard. Al's in the newsroom right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
63 degrees at 934. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Tribeca Festival, much more than just about films this year. While a remastered release of Robert De Niro's A Bronx Tale is set to be a big draw, there are also many guest stars showing up. Paul McCartney set to be a guest at the Storyteller Series next month, while other celebrities include John Mellencamp, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Rosie Perez, Chance the Rapper, Billy Porter, and music producer Diplo. The Tribeca Festival runs from June 7th through the 18th. One New Jersey town taking aim at booze on beaches and boardwalks this summer. Wildwood town officials passed two alcohol ordinances for the popular shore town, which go into effect mid-June. One bans people from consuming, displaying, or possessing booze on the beach and boardwalk. Although this does not apply to bars and restaurants, violators could face fines and jail time. The other rule is officially calling underage drinking or alcohol possession a breach of peace violation as Wildwood continues to deal with unruly crowds and partying. In sports, Orioles claim the rubber match in their series against the Yankees, beating them 3-1. Mets crushed the Cubs in their series finale 10-1. Carlos Carrasco earning his first win of the season after striking out four while allowing one run over 6 2/3 innings. Pete Alonso with a two-run homer in the game for his major league leading 19th home run of the year. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's take a spin, see how things are shaping up. A tough ride still at the inbound George Washington Bridge upper level. They're doing emergency construction. The right lane is blocked. Still waiting about 30 minutes in at the George. Over at the inbound Lincoln, a nice ride. No major problems at the Holland. Remember, New Jersey Transit, Metro North, LIRR, extra service this afternoon for the big Memorial Day getaway weekend. Eastbound side of the LIE up by the Clearview, it's an accident there to watch for. We're seeing volume on Sunrise Highway eastbound out through the Hamptons. Watch for slowdowns as you head to the outbound Gowanus right by the Prospect. It's a disabled tanker truck in the way. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended for today and tomorrow for religious observance. And over on Route 9 heading north at Bordentown Ave in Sayreville, it's an accident. Sunny today, high of 74. Nice over the weekend, high into the mid-70s. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota. Back over to you.
The radio. Thank you, Debbie. Telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. Let me give you the number one more time. It's 718-998-7851. Area code 718-998-7851. Go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. I have to tell you this. You can get into the Sauces of the Month Club. You go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Go to your supermarkets and check out the Arrabbiata Puttanesca Fresh Marinara. You know, the home-style gravy from Michaels of Brooklyn. Right there in the supermarkets, you know. In the meantime, if you're in New York or you're in Connecticut, you're in Jersey, you're in Pennsylvania, you're close by, check out Avenue R off of Nostrand Avenue in the borough of Brooklyn, New York, Michaels of Brooklyn. But you got to call because everybody's going. You will have a meal that is made from scratch. You know what I'm telling you? And you will have the ambiance of true Italian-American authenticity. You'll feel the warmth, hospitality from the Cacace family right there on Avenue R and Nostrand. And you will see and you will smell the delicious aroma of the Michaels of Brooklyn sauce when you walk in. I'm telling you, it's an experience that you really got to, I tell you, it takes me back to when I was a kid, when Italian restaurants were Italian restaurants. You know what I'm saying? This is old school, made from scratch. And it's an experience that you don't want to miss. Fred is there waiting for you. Johnny as well. Marianne, Michael himself. Enzo, Johnny, everybody, the great staff at Michaels of Brooklyn. You're going to love it. 718-998-7851. It's Michaels of Brooklyn, serving that community since 1964.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg Floyd welcomes New York State Governor Kathy Hochul. The governor details plans for free bus service in New York City. Listen to Reaching Out with Greg Floyd this Saturday, 2:30 p.m., with an encore presentation at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Hey, born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting the heroes who risk life and limb in the line of duty ever since. Detective Joseph Seals served with the Jersey City Police Department for 13 years. He worked with the city's ceasefire unit, where he helped get dozens of illegal guns off the streets. He was shot and killed during a confrontation with armed gunmen in 2019. He left behind his wife, Laura, and five children. Tunnel to Towers immediately paid off the family's mortgage. To date, the foundation has delivered over 1,000 mortgage-free homes to our country's catastrophically injured, veterans, first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, fallen first responder families. I have to tell you, just to send out our love to the Seals family, that's local, that's Jersey City Police Department. We're feeling for the Seals family and loving that the Tunnel to Towers Foundation steps up in this regard. And you know what? Thank you for helping out, because it's only $11 a month to help these beautiful heroes and their beautiful families. You do good, you never forget. We appreciate that, the sacrifices of America's heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And honestly, God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Katz at Night with John Katzimatidis. Today at 5 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, here we go. 20 before 10 o'clock. Paul Kenitra is mayor of Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Great to be back.
Well, man, I'll tell you, thanks for the fight. This is nuts. This is, I don't even know where to begin, because we feel so powerless as a people. I'm telling you, I know I speak on 99.9% of the people who love the Jersey Shore and appreciate the great job you do at Point Pleasant Beach, sir. So with that, how did this thing, where's Governor Murphy? How did they build these things without checking with us? So it's nice to see, from reading here, Mayor Kenitra, 50 mayors from blue states are now calling for offshore wind moratorium on those monstrosities. Walk us through this, Mr. Mayor, so there is hope, yes?
Yeah, you know what? There's finally some really good news here. You know, we're getting ready. We have our summer kickoff concert starting in a couple hours here in Point Pleasant Beach. It's a beautiful weekend. And everybody's coming because they want to look out onto the beautiful ocean and not see an industrialized hellscape here. And, you know, we're fighting to keep that. But there really is good news, because I'm a cynical guy. And as we were moving down this path and we were starting to have the rallies and we were starting to see the whales wash ashore, I was wondering, you know, are we really going to make any change with all the billions of dollars that are tied up in this project that have already been spent, that the electric companies, that Ørsted, the wind companies stand to make on this? And a poll came out this past week from Fairleigh Dickinson University that showed that the tide is turning monumentally. 46% of New Jerseyans from across the state are opposed to offshore wind when you're talking about the whales and the dolphins that are washing ashore, and only 28% are in favor of it.
Yeah, this is – how did that come about? I have friends in the Assembly. We have friends in the Senate, in the state of New Jersey. How did they vote on this, or is just an initiative from this administration?
Like everything, it was piecemeal, stuff happening in the middle of the night. You know, about 2 years ago, I caught wind of a bill that was doing away with home rule. And look, we have so many different towns in New Jersey. Every town wants to govern themselves the way that their residents want. Well, they came in the middle of the night and they took away our zoning ability to keep these cables off of our shores and keep the projects from infrastructure from being on our shore, and they pushed that through. And then the infrastructure project, $500 million for the wind port or whatever they're calling it, that snuck through separately. And piecemeal, it takes a lot for the average citizen who's worrying about putting food on the table to be paying attention to every rulemaking nuance out there.
That's true. And the big companies that's running all this, they're paying off the environmental groups. How wild is that, Paul Kenitra? And then you and I want a clean beach. I'm a lot older, Paul, but it's like I remember when Senator Bill Bradley would walk the beach, right? And he would kind of clean. And I remember in the 70s surfing, man, and it was terrible. There were the needles on the beach like they talked about. New York was dumping garbage 100 miles off the Jersey coast. It was horrible. Yep. And then we said, hey, we got to clean this up. We're not crazy EPA people. We're not crazy environmentalists. I'm not going to glue myself to a painting, but I tell you what, we want to clean the beach up. The ocean should be clean. And we got there. Then they start with this. I'm appalled. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate it that you're fighting this. So what is the next move? And you know, we were talking earlier, maybe all the towns join together and take this to court. Is that what's going to happen, do you think?
Well, that's it. And first, you hit the nail on the head with the hypocrisy of all of this, right? In New Jersey, we respect the beach and the ocean. We're environmentally friendly when it comes to that. And to put that in perspective, when Republicans were trying to put, not even Republicans, but oil and gas companies were trying to put oil and gas derricks off of our shoreline some years back. It was a bipartisan effort, and everybody said, we don't want this, including Republicans. And now the irony is, here we have this so-called clean wind energy, and it's coming from the exact same big multinational oil and gas company. Shell is behind this. It's not some mom-and-pop windmill company. This is Shell Energy just wrapped up as a cutesy little windmill. So to tell you where we got to go from here, I think it's important. Everybody's got to hold their elected officials responsible. And the fact that more people are against this than are with this, I think slowly they're going to pressure more and more mayors to go on. Even mayors that took grant funding and towns that took dollars from Orsted can say thanks for the money and still vote against it, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Man, it's great. Tell us about the concert that's going on today, Paul Kenitra, in Point Pleasant Beach.
So Coca-Cola sponsors a concert every year. They bring in big multinational acts. This is Flo Rida. I'm not sure if you're a Flo Rida fan, but it also is Jelly Roll, who's the big guy that sings the country songs. So it's actually a really, really good lineup.
I love it. And I keep saying when you're ready, and I'm thinking, I know we could all join together and do a Save the Whales concert. I mean, just I really would love to do that. So I'll get the sponsorship, Mr. Mayor, and then we'll chat in the future. I don't know. We'll do it in Point Pleasant Beach, wherever we're going to do it on the shore, because it's beautiful down there. And I'll tell you what.
Hard is it to get you to do a live here? Why don't we get you to come out and just do a live broadcast from the shore one of these days this summer?
Done. I'm telling you, we're going to call the office. With your permission, Mr. Mayor, we will be down there front and center. Thanks for your fight. Paul, you're doing a great job. God bless you and Godspeed. And have all the best on this Memorial Day weekend, my friend.
Thanks, Joe. Let's keep that in perspective, what Memorial Day weekend's all about. I'll see you soon.
God bless. Exactly right. Paul Kenitra, Mayor of Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey. You know, it's a local story, you think, right? As you listen around the country, this is the way they work politics. And in Jersey, they think we're dumb. They really do. They think like we're Jersey. They don't care. Matter of fact, we invented pay to play. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. We invented all of it. And we invented, I'm not going to use the word corruption. But boy, oh boy, when they talk about what politics in Chicago, politics in New York, it's minor league compared to Jersey. So when you have a guy like Mayor Kenitra going in and doing all the right things, when you have good folks down there like Sheriff Sean Golden doing that, the great job on the Newark Police Department and all the great things that are happening all around the state, you got to fight against the Assembly and the Senate. I think sometimes I have a feeling, I don't know that this is the case, but people are making donations to these politicians, which make them vote for these monstrosities that are off the show. By the way, and Mayor Kenitra said it best, do you know the oil that you need to run these big monstrosities? You know how it's going to kill the wildlife, how it's going to affect the fish, how it's going to affect the fishing, how the oil that's going to wash up on the shore? I am appalled that Governor Murphy has done this. And by the way, Governor Murphy's a good guy. The problem is, and what happens with these politicians, if I may, they learn what the mantra is
of whoever these people are that are trying, in my opinion, to destroy the country, man. What are they doing? It seems to be the way, way, way left, right? And then these people go, and it happens on the way right as well, to be fair. And they go in and as governors and they go, oh, well, we have to do this trans thing. We have to help out people and change their sex at 4 years old. These bizarre things. Men can have babies. It's bizarre. Rather than someone standing up on their own saying, look, I'm from Jersey. This is what we believe in. This is a Jersey thing. And putting those monstrosities off the shore and killing the whales after we work so hard to clean up the oceans is a crime. It's a crime, and it's got to stop now. Piscopo on the radio, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie's out there looking out for you. Have a wonderful, warm and wonderful Memorial Day, Debbie. Mm-hmm. Hulain, thanks for all that you do, and hopefully you'll get a chance to relax, remembering all the warriors of America, yes. But hopefully you'll get a chance to relax a little bit, Deb.
Yes, I'm going to try to relax. I hope you can too, Joe. You deserve it. You're always running at the speed of lightning, that's for sure. Let's see what's happening as we remember our loved ones that we lost for Memorial Day this weekend. Right now, you're okay going down the shore on the Garden State Parkway. No problems on the New Jersey Turnpike. Joe, I see some volume, though, over on Sunrise Highway eastbound getting out through the Hamptons. So if you're heading there, allow us for some extra travel time. Remember, LIRR, Metro North, and New Jersey Transit, extra getaway service this afternoon for the Memorial Day weekend. Let's go out to the LIE right now, eastbound at the Clearview. It's an accident there, and traffic is still an issue on the Southern State eastbound by the Meadowbrook with a stalled car. The inbound George Washington Bridge, they're still doing emergency construction there on that upper level in the right lane, and it looks like at least a 30-minute delay to the upper level, 10 to the lower. Lincoln and the Holland still moving along okay. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended for today and tomorrow. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22. To Toyota.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka says we have the proof.
The John Durham report into the Russia collusion hoax. It may not lead to any prosecutions, at least not in the next 18 months here in America for obvious reasons. But it is proof that we have a political police force and a politicized intelligence community, including the CIA and the NSA.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast. Can't really ask for much better weather for the end of the work week and into the holiday weekend, starting off today and tomorrow with blue skies. High temps at 73 today, clear overnight 55, and then we'll see a high of 75 for the start of the weekend. Finishing off, we're partly sunny to mostly sunny Sunday and Monday. High temperature holding steady at 75 Sunday, and then we warm up quite a bit for a quiet weather day, high temperature around 80. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, can I tell you about Balance of Nature, please? Because I love you, and I want you to build up your immune system, and you could do that with fruits and vegetables, but I know, like me, at the end of the day, you will calculate. Like last night, I got home late. I go, what have I eaten? That is, and I haven't had one fruit or one vegetable. I mean, it's ridiculous. So that's why I lean on Balance of Nature, because that's all it is, fruits and vegetables in capsule form, right? And vitamins don't work. Vitamins, I learned that. I took the hard way, but I learned it. For years, I was taking vitamins. So ever since I've been taking Balance of Nature, I always feel healthier. It's all about energy. It's all about mental clarity. It's just about building up your immune system. And again, just to be fair, you can try it. If you go to balanceofnature.com, use the discount code ANSWER. You can call 800-246-8751. You get 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And then the Howard family is offering you access to your own free private health coach. That's right. At no charge, by the way. Courtesy from the Howard family to your family to make you healthier. Okay? 800-246-8751. Check it out. Get that 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Use the discount code ANSWER. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Discount code ANSWER.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joey on the radio, wishing you all the best. You know, as we go, first of all, Joe Sebelia, thank you. Wishing you, Al, to you, have a wonderful Memorial Day, remembering lives lost, and to Debbie Duhame as well. But and Mike Gallagher's coming up. But I just want to tell you, too, when I talk to General Kellogg, when I talk to Colonel Jack Jacobs, all I keep thinking about, those lives lost on the battlefield and what they saw, you know, the smell of the artillery, the smell of weaponry, and then just their eyes closing and them just dying on a battlefield for us, for our freedoms. You can't even imagine that. That's why I always like to bring forth when we talk to these folks who I consider heroes, like General Kellogg or General Keane, you know, or Jack Jacobs, heroes who have fought for our country. That's what this weekend is all about. We're forgetting about it, and you can't forget about it. And I was taught this by my father. So if you're listening and you're younger, just consider me like Uncle Joe on the radio, trying to just enlighten you how great this country is, and not to forget the military and all that they have done for us, and the police officers as well, you know. But particularly those fighting all around the world, not forgetting the 13 military members lost in Afghanistan just recently. And then just thinking how this administration, I know, forgive me for making it political, but this administration just let it go. They just let it go. So we fight tooth and nail on this show. Every single day, it's grunt work. We are on the lowest rung of the entertainment ladder. It's not even entertainment. It's just more like the news media, you know? And to get the truth out, you think it's easy. It is not easy. You got to watch what you say. You can't say this. Be careful what you say here. But we deal with it as best we can in dealing with the truth. And please just remember this Memorial Day and all those lives lost. And may God rest their brilliant, heroic souls in peace. So we appreciate it. Joey, thank you always. Alan, Debbie, Cara Fasaro, thank you very, very much. We appreciate Cara. Always, we drive her a little crazy, but she does a great job tweeting out all the stuff. And everybody tries to imitate us, which is great. We were the first people to do that, to post out an interview or something in short form, because everybody has ADD now, you know. So thank you, Cara, for that. And to Michael answering the phones and Nick DeMauro Jr., we appreciate it. Mert Roberts will podcast out. Joe, are you going to relax for the weekend at all?
No, not at all, actually.
No, I
have to go out to Pennsylvania at some point today when I'm finished doing all of my work. So,
listen,
I'll try and squeeze it.
Give your folks my best. Al, you can chill a little bit. You have a test tomorrow?
Just routine blood work for the doctor. I have a physical
good.
Coming up.
It's good you stay on that, my friend. Good
yeah,
luck with
that.
Because
I'm fat, so you know, we need to get that taken care of.
Al is the man. And from Debbie and Al and Joey Sebelia and Mr. Crowley and all the team here at AM 970 The Answer and our sister station, The Mission WMCA, we love you for listening. We're proud to have you listening. May God bless you. May God bless your family. May God bless the United States of America. Make it a great weekend if you can. You deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.